Robert Oppenheimer was now a celebrity, his name familiar to millions of Americans. Photographs of his chiseled features stared out from magazine covers and newsprint across the nation. His achievements had become synonymous with the achievements of all science. "Hats off to the men of research," editorialized the Milwaukee Journal. Never again, chimed in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, should America's science explorers be denied anything needful for their adventures. "We must admire their glorious achievement," opined Scientific Monthly. "Modern Prometheans have raided Mount Olympus again and have brought back for man the very thunderbolts of Zeus." Life magazine observed that physicists now seem to wear the tunic of Superman. Oppenheimer grew comfortable with the adulation. It was as if he had spent the previous 2.5 years atop the Mesa training for this new role. It had transformed him into a scientist statesman and an icon. Even his affectations, the pipe smoking and the ever-present pork pie hat, soon became internationally recognizable. He soon began to make his private broodings public. "We have made a thing a most terrible weapon," he told an audience of the American Philosophical Society, "that has altered abruptly and profoundly the nature of the world. A thing that by all the standards of the world we grew up in is an evil thing. And by so doing, we have raised again the question of whether science is good for man." The father of the atomic bomb explained that it was by definition a weapon of terror and aggression. And it was cheap. The combination might someday prove deadly to whole civilizations. "Atomic weapons, even with what we know today," he said, "can be cheap. Atomic armament will not break the economic back of any people that want it. The pattern of the use of atomic weapons was set at Hiroshima." The Hiroshima bomb, he said, was used against an essentially defeated enemy. "It is a weapon for aggressors, and the elements of surprise and terror are as intrinsic to it as are the fissionable nuclei." Some of his friends were astounded by his ability to speak, often extemporaneously, with such eloquence and poise. Harold Chernus was present one day when he addressed an assembly of students at UC Berkeley. Thousands packed into the men's gymnasium to hear the famous scientist. Chernus, however, was apprehensive because, "I thought that he was no public speaker." After being introduced by President Sproul, Oppenheimer got up and spoke without notes for 3/4 of an hour. Chernus was stunned by his hold on the audience. From the moment he began to speak until the end, not a whisper in the whole place. This was the kind of magic that he exercised. Chernus, indeed, thought his friend perhaps spoke too well for his own good. The ability to speak in public like that is a poison. It's very dangerous for the person who has it. Such a talent might lead a man to think his velvet tongue was an effective political armor.